beach. Standing by.
All right, KO4EEH, is that correct? Here is Whiskey 4, Echo, Echo, Yankee. W4EEY, name is Gary.
W4, Echo, this is KO4EEH. Would you please repeat your call sign? Thank you for getting back with me, Gary. Over.
Kind of like yours, W4EEY, or phonetically Whiskey 4, Echo, Echo, Yankee. Sounds like by your call sign that you're a recent licensee, is that correct?
Well, that's correct, Gary. I just about 4 weeks ago, I guess, and going for my general on the 25th, over.
Good. Well, congratulations first on the technician. Proud of you there. And what are you using to study for the general?
I've got the book from ARRL, and I have the an app on my phone that I study called I can't remember what the name of it is now. It just gives you basically the same questions that are in the book, and I study those and study the book and try to get all this stuff in my head. Over.
By the way, tell me your name. I didn't catch the name.
Gary, my name is Barry, B-A-R-Y. That's Bravo, Alpha, Romeo, Romeo, Yankee. Over.
Another one that we're not too far away from. Okay, Barry, fine business. Well, I mentioned or asked about that because along with the team, we do teach amateur radio classes in Greer, and I wanted to make you aware of a YouTube channel that has all of the classes that we have taught in Greer up on video. So if you go to YouTube and you look up my call sign, W4EEY, you'll find the channel, and might be another way to get the information crammed into your brain. We go along with the ARRL book, chapter by chapter.
Well, Gary, that's wonderful. I will do that when I've got some studying tonight. I've got a big afternoon. I went and picked up a trencher. I've got to do some trenching tonight and tomorrow, and so I've got to get back in my books. So but I will definitely look up those YouTube channels. Over.
The videos there on the W4EEY channel, and we get emails daily from folks who have used them around the country to get their license, so would love to have you aboard.
Well, Gary, that sounds wonderful. I really appreciate that info. I heard somebody mention that the other night, I think on an Echo Link on the net, it talked about the courses, and I had no idea that's what you had done. Over.
Timing would be right if the COVID-19 nonsense settles down. We'll have amateur extra classes starting in Greer in September, fingers crossed.
That was my next thing I've started going through, and I've got to spend some time, see if I can learn how to operate this thing, because this is really new hobby to me. Over.
Absolutely, and there's a lot said to operate for a while before you go on to upgrade, because things become real when they talk about tuning and things like that. You understand what they're talking about. On the other hand, while you got your brain all heated up from all the studies, sometimes it's easier just to keep going. So there are two schools of thought, and I'm not sure which one is right.
Well, I like the idea that I'd like to go on and get it, because I'm already in that studious mode, because I spend, probably an hour a day going through it or more, and just going over the questions and going over the literature and all that kind of stuff. And so I might go do that. That sounds like a good idea. The guy from, I'm going to take it in Anderson, and the guy down there said I could actually try the extra. Over.
Yeah, if you pass the general for the same fee, they'll give you the extra as well. It's 50 questions. It's a new question pool that's just on July 1st. they started with new questions. So some of our extra class videos, we're using, well, all of them are using the old question pool. The knowledge is the same, but some of the questions might be different. And there is a new extra class book, the 12th edition, I believe it is, from the ARRL. It's a green book, and that's the one you would want for the amateur extra now.
Well, do you recommend, I think what I'm going to do, I download it usually and look at it on my iPad, and it works out really good for me because I'm very mobile being able to do that. It's really worked well doing my general doing that, so I may do that. I saw it last night for the first time on a Kindle app, so I may do that.
For you, so yeah, that sounds fine. I've never used it on an app. I've always had the physical book, and I just got my new extra class book the other day, so I have to study up, because even though we've taught the extra class now 3 or 4 times, now with a new question pool, we have to start over again. So my friend Dave IVKE4EA and Tom Walton KZ4M and I, we team teach the class.
W4EEY, do you have a, do you teach it in person, or you teach it online, or you just do the YouTube? Over.
In person in Greer, under the auspices of the Greer Parks and Recreation. They have a classroom one of their facilities there in downtown Greer, Victor Park, the Victor Park Gymnasium. They have a classroom upstairs, and that's where we teach it. Extra class will be on Tuesday nights, running from September through December.
Well, yeah, that sounds really good. I might do that. I'd be a pretty good. I actually live in Central, so it's a pretty good pull for me to go do that. But it's something I've got to consider, and I'd really like to get my extra since I'm already in this. Like you said, it's a good point that being in the studying mode and being able to go ahead and finish it. Over.
I'll give you another option. I mentioned that we have these videos up on YouTube. What we've done in the past is shoot the class with multiple cameras and then edit it down. That's quite an undertaking, and since I'm a lazy guy, I'm looking for an easier way to do it. So this time around, we're going to stream the class live on YouTube, so you don't even have to leave your house. You can just fire up your computer, go to the channel, log into the live stream, and you can watch it that way. And then also YouTube records it, so it'll be available for later viewing as well.
Man, that's awesome. That is cool. I'll definitely put that in my cap. So how do I get back in touch with you, Gary? Over.
Email me, and the easiest one to remember probably is W4EEY@ARRL.net. And when you become an ARRL member, they always give you an email address that corresponds to your call sign. So you can always email me there, and then you'll get an email back from my direct email that just forwards it to my direct email. And, whatever we can do to help you. The classes are free, by the way. No charge there, but you will want to buy the new ARRL book to follow along.
Well, I'm going to put that on my calendar. You say it starts when in September? Over.
It's not confirmed yet because Greer Parks and Recreation still isn't, they don't know what to do with the COVID situation yet. But we're hoping the very first week in September through the third week in December.
Right. Are you holding exam sessions over in the Greer area in the next couple of months? Over.
We haven't done it generally. We don't do the exam sessions, but of course exams are given in Greenville the third Saturday of the month by the West Carolina Amateur Radio Service. And then, like you said, Anderson also gives them. Spartanburg gives them as well. So we can find you an exam session when you get ready to go.
W4EEY, that's great, Gary. I really appreciate that info. In fact, I'll put that on my calendar to go do that. That is really cool. Over.
We'll have handouts and stuff like that that we'll make available electronically as PDF files, so you can download them and you can go back over stuff to help you get the information in your brain. We always like to have different ways to approach the same material, because if one method doesn't work, another one might.
It's actually not been, I mean, setting for the technician was pretty simple. Like, I don't know if I told you, it's something I've always dreamed of since I was a teenager to do this. And so I guess the COVID-19, I have a next door neighbor that's extra. And so he encouraged me, and so I went ahead and got my technician license. And so purchased some HF stuff, and I'm anxious to be able to give it a try. Over.
Is he a member of any of the local clubs? That's the other thing I would recommend, looking into. Greenville has a club. Anderson, of course, has a club. Greer has a club. So depending on what interests you, one club might match your interests better than others. The Greer Club, for example, is a bunch of DXers and contesters who like to work HF in various modes as far as we can. So I'm a member of Greer and the Greenville Club. I just never get to the Greenville Club meetings.
My neighbor, W4EEY, my next door neighbor is a, he belongs to UCAR over in Oconee County, over.
Time they have a physical meeting, whenever that's going to be, have them bring you along and you meet other hams. You'll find it's a great group of people. It's a wonderful hobby. I think it's the best hobby in the world, and you'd be more than welcome. And a lot of those folks then can help you answer questions directly about, antennas and radios and things like that. They can give you the practical knowledge that helps fill in from the theoretical.
Well, thank you very much. I don't really know. I've thought about joining Anderson because I've been joining their net, and they have a lot of good info, and there's some folks there, and it's not a very far drive for me. So thinking about doing it, but we will just have to see how all that goes. Right now is Don with the UCAR guys, I think more UHF, VHF type folks. And so I don't know exactly what I'm going to do, but I'm thinking about Anderson. Over.
Margie and Gary over there and some of the others, our team actually gave a presentation on teaching amateur radio classes to the Anderson Club a number of months ago while we were still doing physical meetings. So, great club.
Gary, I'm going to go through a dip up here, so I may lose you. So I'm almost close to my destination, and I'm going to save my 73s to you. And I really appreciate the info. That is just really good. I'll drop you an email tonight, and then maybe we can hook up. I would love to be able to do that in September. Over.
Whatever works in your schedule. We'll be happy to bring you along a little further in the hobby. So I'll say 73, Barry. Have a great day. And, I got to make a little tricky turn here, so I got to pay attention to what I'm doing. But all the best to you, and we'll look for you further on down the log. This is Whiskey 4 Echo Echo Yankee Mobile.
KL4EEH, over.
Question, you can just say clear.
Okay, clear.
7J Mobile.
How you doing, Whiskey 4 Echo Echo Yankee?
I'm doing well, just coming back from Weaverville, stopping at Ingalls here. And that's my swimming pool today. I'm thinking I'm going to get in the pool today.
96 on my car thermometer here, a bit earlier. Just driving up from Piedmont to back up to the house. Got the puppies here in the car. And we'll get home, going to feed them, and then I'm going to relax. So that's my big plan for the rest of the day.
Had a good time this weekend, enjoyed it. It's good to see you, and enjoyed working the contest. Had a very relaxing, enjoyable time, and I think we did a very respectable job.
Fred should be proud of the station he's got there, and it's come a long way from that little Yaesu that was operating there before. So, yeah, I think he's going to have a lot of fun there when he can spend the time there at the site.
I agree, and the new beam worked flawlessly, I think. And of course, we didn't get to try the 80 out very well, the 80 vertical very well, but the 40 worked. I'm certain that the 80 will work equally as well.
I think Fred made some contacts on 80 meters, and I think maybe even Matt did. So I think we have some 80 meter contacts on the board there, but wasn't much traffic on that band.
Yeah, roger that. All right, Gary, I'm pulling into Ingles here. I got to hop out. Have a good one. Good to see you. Good to hear you. NT7J, I'll be clear if you're...
73, all the best. From Whiskey 4, Echo Echo Yankee, mobile.
Is clear and grocery shopping. Fuck.
4WTF, mobile.